I'm Mary Angish with this news from Vermont Public. There's a new plea deal this week in a federal border smuggling case that involves a prominent Vermont immigrant rights activist. Armando Paulino Estudillo plans to admit he hired a migrant justice organizer last year to help transport his girlfriend across the Vermont-Canada border. The plea agreement states Paulino Estudillo paid $2,000 to Jose Ignacio de la Cruz de la Rosa, who goes by Nacho, for that work. It also states Border Patrol agents arrested the woman shortly after she walked across the border. That prompted de la Cruz to refund the man. A judge still has to accept Paulino Estudillo's plea deal. De la Cruz still faces smuggling and fraud charges. He's pleaded not guilty. Other migrant justice leaders say they were unaware of his alleged crimes. Voters have two choices in the Democratic primary for governor next month, and Allie Richards says she is the candidate who can deliver on her campaign promises. Richards is the former CEO of Let's Grow Kids. She says she shepherded a historic child care bill through the legislature in 2023. Richards says her primary opponent, Amanda Janoux, has no equivalent experience in Vermont politics.
And the truth is, I really like my primary opponent, but I have a track record that shows that I can actually bring people together in this polarized moment and get stuff done.
Janoux is promising to deliver publicly funded universal primary care to Vermonters. Her campaign says voters are hungry for an outsider who isn't beholden to Democratic Party politics. And this note, Vermont Public will hold a debate tomorrow between Richards and Janoux, and that starts at noon. Vermont's unemployment rate remained steady in June. That's according to data released yesterday by the State Department of Labor. The seasonally adjusted statewide rate, 2.6% for the time period covering June 2026. And that figure reflects no change from the previous month's revised estimate. That's the news.